Yes, Jamaica and the Caribbean. It is Sunday night and we're live and direct. Yes, 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 Jamaica. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. And we're slated to have a blast tonight. The number is to call in 661-467-2407. And if you want to talk with the host or the host and the co-host, press 1 on your keypad and let's talk. Yes, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And co-hosting with me on the show tonight are my two beautiful sisters, Auntie Judith Richardson and Dr. Ev, the diva of the night. And this is your host, Cecile, the top chef diva, Sister Cecile. And it's a go tonight. We're going to vibe out and chill and, yeah, enough niceness tonight. Whole heap of niceness. Okay, so tonight we're going to be, yeah, we're still talking about Give Back Jamaica. But we're going to mix up this thing. We're going to mix it up real good. Right? So the show tonight is entitled Old Time Sin Thing. Yes, man, this long time girl, me never see ya. Come make me hold your hand. And it's a long time girl, me never see ya. Come make me walk and talk. I'm Mr. Feeley drunk, I see long pan treat of eat of the blossom. Make me hold your hand, girl. Make me hold your hand. And it's
let's get it, let's
girl,
get it.
Never... Hey, yeah. Yo, we're going to nice on the show tonight. We're going to kill it tonight. Yeah. Because guess what? 1 week look like it's a long time, Sunday to Sunday. Yeah. So pure niceness tonight. Sister Judith, what do you say about that?
I agree. You never know, say you can sing. You sing good, man. You sound good.
Dr. L. Oh, you see about your side.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Eva, you see for your side. She can't laugh. Let me give her another line. This long time girl may never see ya. Come if we walk and talk. And this long time girl may never see ya. Come if we walk and talk. And me say feel a drunk and feel a one feet of the blossom. Make we walk and talk, girl. Make we walk and talk.
Get out your me a fool.
Make we walk and talk. I'm Mr. Tila drunk and sit on the feet of the blossom. Make we walk and talk, girl. Make we walk and talk. Yes. We walk and talk.
So how you know to give them the other part?
I can't forget it.
So how come you never give them the other part? You not give them the other part, sister Cecile?
Make
me wheel and jig till we tumble down. Make me hold your hand, gal.
You hear the Miss Lou coming out in our voice? Yeah. So you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, and these are my beautiful sisters. From week to week, we're here, and we're talking about giving back to Jamaica. Yes. We boast our successes for 2 weeks straight, and we're going to boast our successes tonight again. So, on September 22nd, 2021, we hosted a shoe sitting and give back, donating shoe to the needy children of the Crescent Primary School, located in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. Yes. And we feel we are elated because, I mean, this has taken off like wildfire and it landed like a big airplane. The shoes then reach, and people are happy, you know, for their shoes, and children are enjoying their shoes. I know that. And we all three of us can talk about our lives back in Jamaica, our experiences going to Crescent All Age. And chief of which is Dr. Evelyn Richardson. She has come a long way. And when she talks, sometimes I just sit back and listen, because I'm saying, listen to her now. She's talking my story. What a way to talk, because she's talking my personal story.
Yes, my sister.
My personal story. And, you know, I am elated when I talk about Jamaica and what we encountered back home in our early days, in the 70s, the 60s, 70s, and the 80s. Those were the beautiful years, years when you could walk around. When Christmas time come, you could walk around the streets without fearing that somebody is going to attack, a gunman is going to shoot you, and all of those things. Gone are those days. You know, when you can walk and sing Christmas carol, and when Happy New Year comes, sing Happy New Year, up, up, Happy New Year, up, up. You know, we wish you a Happy New Year. Yeah, gone are those days.
I first hear that one,
That is the melodious part of it. So when people say, when the person sings, you know, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, up, up, Happy New Year. I went on a dog, I mean, in an early part, sing Happy New Year. I mean, cool, the time they cool still, the time they cool. And you sing for warm up yourself. And the dog, them are bark and so on. It's just like it make more music. And it just hear the vibe. Wow. You know, sing on and sing out. Yes, man.
Well, I usually like the Christmas time, Tuna. Because at the time, my mother buy the lime, white lime. And paint the store them. You remember that? And your people have get like a ball of water. So you see the car side, them clean. And the school, they paint up with the white wash, and the place look nice and clean, you know.
Yes, man. And Dr. Ev, those were the times when you as a child could get one bottle of irritated water
for yourself.
Oh, God.
Because, if, you know, the day you see the Christmas, you can't.
You will not get a little in a cup.
No.
Yeah.
You get a little in a cup, and then suddenly you're vexed bad.
Yeah.
You're vexed bad. Because one little poop, one little poop, especially cream soda, when they call it dopey drink.
But you know.
Come back again. Yes! Cream soda.
But you know, you get a bottle for your soda.
Yes.
Long time, you get up your 24 crates.
Yeah,
and when the trucker come down the road, you know, everybody run out with them crates.
You know the thing. You have to exchange your bottles, your drinks, them, and your care, them, put them up underneath the bed. And I tell you what used to happen to me. I used to go underneath the bed, you know, and soda them cool, and then cool. And go underneath the bed and put them from my face and seal them up and so on. But me tell you, all the time in the back of my head, me say, Lord, no make one of them drop and broke. So I'm dead if it broke. Yes,
yeah, you was getting on Christmas morning.
Lord, have mercy.
Christmas evening.
You know, those were the good old days, and glad we can look back and laugh, and you know. It's good. You can look back and laugh at it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did not do the whitewash, the white line.
Yep. Wow.
But me afraid of Christmas. Me afraid of Christmas. Because me
no
say, living with your grandmother, the curtain come down, the place of it spotless. If you didn't move the settee 2 months ago, you know you move, you get every crevice, every corner.
Oh, God.
Everything clean. You take out everything. You remember the buffet? You remember the buffet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you wash all of them glass. There. You wash all of those glass.
Yes, ma'am.
You wash all of those glass.
I thought you call them dialing.
The dialing.
The crochet.
Yes. Wash them. Sauce and them.
Dry.
Yes.
Iron.
Mercy.
And I know electric iron and the iron where you put on the clothes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And then, this child die. See, now your finger, them turn red.
Yes.
Your finger turn red because you have to kneel down. Straw die, you have to peel. I use the brush, the coconut brush.
Coconut brush.
Hey, well, I'm not. Don't know, could I play a coconut brush? But it wasn't that good. You play a music with a coconut brush, you know?
Yes.
That's not
your
real time.
No. You bang it and push it and bang it and push it and
yeah,
my mother used to do that.
Yeah.
You push it and push it and push it and bang it and push. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Mister, that time, you know, when you look on the yard, it's sweet until you can't eat off the ground of the yard, pretty.
Uh-huh.
You get a nice, your nice broom weed and you make your own broom. Or if you're lucky, you have cats nearby and you make a broom like where you buy a market. But the nice broom reed sweet, they are sweet and delicious. My, they're pretty nice. I tell you.
Yes, I true that. Mm-hmm. That is so true. That is definitely a fact. I loved those times of the year. But guess what? No, the junk on the part of it, we couldn't at the party. That part for me wasn't really fun because, you know, when it came up on the belly woman, the ass, Ed, when them coming down the road and pick me around, dog around, everything I had.
Everybody around.
But, you know, now that you talk about that, isn't that this? I mean, like the opposite of what is in the state as Halloween, because it's the same kind of a dead people kind of thing, you know. You think is kind of more or less depicting Halloween?
I don't see it as I wouldn't compare both of them. I wouldn't put them in the same thing, because the Jankono, I think that's an African heritage.
Oh.
Right? Comparison between here. This has to do more to me with satanic things and so on, because we don't exhibit no skull and no, you know. But the mask wearing, the masquerading, that came from Africa, mm-hmm. where people wore masks and, you know, those signs.
Yes.
And
yes.
But it's totally different. It's different totally from Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to see no skeleton and no bat and no witch and all them things.
It's
basically different.
It's not around the time of harvest. I don't know if you guys remember harvest. It's nearly around Christmas time. We have harvest where we have to get all
November.
Of the nice good food then. Huh?
November.
Harvest is between October to November.
November,
like it's in autumn. We call it autumn.
Mm-hmm. Autumn?
We call it autumn, yeah.
I have never heard that. We always hear harvest.
Yeah, but no, we call it's autumn. It's the time of reaping.
Oh, I've never heard that. That's the first time I hear that. We just know harvest.
No, we're talking about the seasons. Winter,
no,
we're
talking about
summer,
harvest.
Autumn. Yeah, but autumn. Autumn normally is right around. Autumn is fall with the harvest is right around the autumn season, fall season.
But we don't have no autumn, summer, winter, nor all them, summer,
I just
free of our sunshine.
Stick a pin, because I have that poem lined up, Nature by H.D. Carberry. Which one of you ladies want to recite that poem for me tonight?
Lord, we don't remember it.
Why?
We have neither summer, autumn, nor winter. You kind of put me on the spot. I don't, you make me, if you start it, may we help you?
Okay. The poem says, we have neither summer nor winter, neither autumn
nor spring. We have instead the days.
When the gold sun shines on the lush green cane fields.
Magnificently.
Mm-hmm.
The days when the rain beats like bullets on the roof, there is no sound but the swish of water in the gully. And trees struggling in the high Jamaica wind.
Jamaican wind.
Yes. Also, there are the days when the mango and the logwood blossom.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
Have mercy.
When the leaves fade from off guango trees, and the reaped can seize like bear and follow in the sun. But best of all, there are the days when the mango and the logwood blossom. When the buttercups are
when the bushes are full of the sound of bees and the scent of honey.
When the tall grass sways and shivers with the slightest breath of air.
When the buttercups have
paved the earth with their yellow stars
and beauty comes suddenly.
And the rain stops.
What a beautiful poem. You can just put yourself.
Yeah. Oh my God, you just go through all of it. You know, the logwood and the honey from the logwood. No, we're in a country, man. So no, about logwood.
We used to go get logwood to make fire.
And the guango tree.
We used to use the guango, the little bead
like
thing that fall up, and use it to feed the cow.
Oh, really?
Yes. They were cream looking.
We usually use it to make shaker.
Put it in a bottle.
Yeah, make shaker. Because it make a nice little...
Yes, it does. It does.
Like jumper bead?
No, it's different from the jumper
bead. Jumper bead and red bead. Red and black.
Okay.
Yes, but when
that's a different.
We use those to feed the cows. Guango to come feed the cow. And when the cow chew on the guango, the cow's mouth frothy. They see the side of the cow, they're mouth frothy.
Definitely,
I had that poem all lined up for tonight, because you can actually walk into that poem. You know, when you think about the October rains.
Oh gosh.
I stand up under the eave, and the rain water just run down on you, and that is where you're taking your bath.
What is that?
The eave, the overhang from the roof.
Oh, the thing where the water come out on?
When the rain fall on the roof and it runs down. We used to set a gutter. Like the gutters that you have around your house now. And the water runs down and the water gets down into your drum. And pull up your drum.
Oh, okay.
The eave is where that little space with the end of the zinc, because most of it has zinc. So that little space will come out and pitch off the zinc off of the house. Or you call it the back sieve.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And then
yes,
that when him, then it go down the jump. And you call it all the water.
Okay.
And all that, yes. The mosquito lava, there, you just box it off.
Everything. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Jamaica, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And we are talking about old-time sinting. Come back again. Yes. Old-time sinting. You know, I remember at Crescent School. Crescent School was famous. The teachers were famous for teaching you these nice poems, you know. And Independence Festival time, they would set you up to go to the festivals, and you would go and you would recite your poems. Tonight, I want to grace my audience with Ballad of 65. A poem written by Alma Norman. Ballad of 65 by Alma Norman. The roads are rocky. The hills are steep. The maca scratches and the gullies deep. The town is far. News travels slow. And the mountain men are far to go. Bogle took up his cutlass at Stony Gut and looked at the small heap of food he'd got. He shook his head, and his thoughts were sad. You can walk like a mule, but the crop's still bad. Bogle got his men, and he led them down over the hills to Spanish Town. They chopped their way, and they made a track to the governor's house, but he sent them back. As they trudged home to Stony Gut, Paul's spirit sank with each bush he cut. For he thought of the hungry St. Thomas men who were waiting for the message he'd bring to them. They couldn't believe he had failed, and their anger rose when they heard his tale. Then they told Paul Bogle of Morant Bay and the poor man signed there yesterday. Then Bogle thundered, "This thing is wrong. They think we're weak. We hillmen strong. Rouse up yourselves. We'll march all night to the vestry house and we'll claim our right." Monday morning was a tropic clear as the men from Stony Gut drew near, clenching their sticks in their farmer's hand to claim their right in their native land. Oh, many mourned and many were dead that day when the vestry flames rose red. There was chopping and shooting, and when it was done, Paul Bogle and his men knew they had to run. They ran for the bush where they hoped to hide, but the soldiers poured in from Kingston side. They took their prisoners to Morant Bay where they hung them high in the early days. Paul Bogle died, but his spirit walk anywhere in Jamaica that freedom talks, where brave men gather and courage thrill, as it did in those days in St. Thomas's Hill.
Wow. Wow. I just get the chills. I'm telling you, wow.
Yes. I love that poem because you can actually, you know, I like poems where you can see, you can see what's happening and see Paul Bogle and his men going all the way to Spanish Town from Morant Bay, St. Thomas, all the way down to Spanish Town, chopping their way, making track. And when they got there, the governor sent them back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is the story of Paul Bogle. I love this poem. And while I didn't learn this poem at school, my older siblings learned the poem. And because of that, they said it at home and we learned it. And that was exactly how some of us. That's exactly how some of us learned. Some of us learned by what our older siblings have done. Yes. So,
a good point. That's nice.
Go ahead, Judith.
No, I'm saying that really represents Jamaica too, and the one that is called the Song of the Banana Man.
Yes.
It's
Auntie,
another
do you want to recite that poem for us tonight?
I don't know it off the top of my head. I just know some words.
Okay, well,
I know,
say what's in
I can read it.
Okay, go ahead.
The Song of the Banana Man by Evan Jones. Tourist white man wiping his face met me in Golden Grove Marketplace. He looked at my old clothes brown with stain and soaked right through with the Portland rain. He cast his eyes, turned up his nose. He says, "You're a beggar man, I suppose." He says, "By God, and boy, get some occupation. Be of some value to your nation." I said, "By God, and this big right hand, you must recognize a banana man." Up in the hills where the streams are cool and mullet and janga swim in the pool, I have 10 acres of mountainside and a dainty foot donkey that I ride. 4 gross Mitchell and 4 Lakatan, some coconut trees and some hills of yam. And I pasture on that very same land 5 she-goats and a big black ram. That, by God, and this big right hand, is the property of a banana man. Perhaps whistling this liquor rhyme song, praise God, and big right hand, I will live and die a banana man. Banana day is my special day. I cut my stems and I'm on my way. Load up the donkey, leave the land, head down the hill to banana stand. When the truck comes round, I take a ride all the way down the harbor side. That is the night when you, tourist man, would change your place with a banana man. By God, I am, and this big right hand, I will live and die a banana man.
A banana man.
Wow. The bait is... Easy. Just listen to this. Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah. Let's get the picture on the wall.
Woo!
Woo!
Add it
on the wall.
Mm-hmm. You know that you're wrong. Gotta get to be there. Yeah.
Yes, Jamaica is all-time sing-sing. Yeah. It's all time sinting, and we're vibing. We're vibing with my co-host, Judith Richardson, Auntie Judith, and Dr. Evelyn Richardson. Listen, them are sisters. Them are blood sisters, but them are sisters. Yeah. Them are sisters, not blood sisters, but they're sisters.
Yes. Why? Top Chef, you get the one that wheel to the vault, man. Every at Christmas time when that the song they play.
Mm. Yeah, man, picture on the wall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want that nice and beautiful.
Yes. songs of yesteryear. And you know,
yesteryear. It's amazing.
Those songs are still vibey and nice even to today.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Never go out of style.
No, man, the song is still new brand.
No matter where you are, and whenever it is, now, later, next year, 10 years from now, and one of those songs start playing, you can't help yourself but rock to the beat.
Yeah. And you think about two roast breakfast and some coconut Thailand sausage. Turn breadfruit with some hacky and sausage, or even like a salt and some coconut oil.
I'm not telling, man. you know, Dr. Ev, I know you are a music lover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you're a music lover. You love listening to music, and you talk about music. And what I'm looking at, you see, I know, especially you lived in an era where there was a celebrity.
Oh.
Eric Donaldson. I want you to pop one of Eric Donaldson's tune for me.
Make me can't sing what I'm tune, Sarah.
If I even put on what I'm putting on the spot tonight, I'm one of those tunes.
Lord have mercy, man. Well, me can't do you singing something, man. Oh, God, some mercy. Yeah, put me on. You know what?
Okay. You just hold on a minute. I have a caller here. 407-967. Come in, caller.
Who's a rub dub? Da 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 da. You can't get me a track here. Me a track here. Some music to your caller. Come in.
Okay, just hold for a minute. Good night, caller.
How you doing, Cecile? How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you doing? And whom am I speaking with?
This is Stacy. This is your niece from Orlando.
Oh, my gosh. My niece from Orlando. Good night, Stacy. You're listening to me, Sister Cecile, and my co-host, vibing and jibing. I hope you're enjoying the show.
I am.
She doesn't sound like she know about all them good music. Yeah, and something. She doesn't sound like one of the young picnic.
Olan, don't underestimate her. She's a crescenter, right?
Wow.
And on top of that, she is a singer.
On top of that,
she beautiful and she shape good.
She must have come to me.
And on top of that, she know all about the roast bread food because see, her mother can cook some curry chicken back out of this world.
Lord, that will mercy. I will agree with that one.
If you want to taste good tasting chicken back, just go check see her mother. No, Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are here talking about old time Jamaica and more so what we learned at Crescent All Age. I want you to tell me of an experience that you had at Crescent.
Well, But then I can remember we used to climb the plum trees in the Crescent, in Crescent School.
Oh, gosh.
So we used to enjoy climbing the plum tree. We used to, I enjoyed, I can remember picking Mr. Clark mango them off them trees.
Not picking your teeth, Mr. Clark mango them. Mr. Clark, I like your mango.
Yes, I remember. We used to walk home every day. We don't take bus. We walk home every day. We would walk home every day and find the mango tree and plum tree and the cane peas. We don't play with cane. We run out of that.
Who were some of your teachers? Who were some of your teachers there?
Definitely Miss Lewis. She, I think she resigned as the, she was the
principal.
Right.
Yes,
she was on the
heard about. Mm-hmm.
Back then, Miss Pence, Miss Brooks, Francis, he was one of them. Miss Bagaloo, that teacher, one day she told me to swallow a pin because I was chewing on a pin, as she said.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yes, and I'll never forget her because when she told me that, I never liked her after that. I couldn't like that teacher again. But
did
still,
you swallow
you know,
the pen?
I don't think I would be here. I don't think I would be here talking to you.
Oh,
but
no.
She was just being, you know, one of them teachers.
Mean. Yes.
Yeah. She wanted me to, I believe she told me to put it away still, but me, still I play with it, and that's what she told me. But then, you know, I can't remember her for that. And I remember the past principal. What was her name again?
Mrs. Harrison?
Mrs. Harrison. Yes. Miss Harrison is the one when I start going from grade one that, you know, was the principal back then. And then when I left, I left in 95. So, yeah.
Should I know about the real Crescent? The real
Crescent. You went there in the year. Yeah. But them know about the sock and the policeman. Go on.
My grandmother sell at the gate for years. Wow. My grandmother used to sell at the gate for years. We used to mess with kids and run go with grandmother after school because nobody can touch me after.
Your bad kick me.
Well, you know, that was one of the that kind of helped because you know, it's not really bad, but you know we have people outside, and so we miss our mom sometimes. It was, you know, one of them. Once you go behind your grandma, you dare not come touch.
Let me tell you this.
Some of the time, my grandmother is not aware of what's going on. She would just stay behind her. She don't even know that. She just don't know. She just there selling. She has no clue that we're actually hiding out. So,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. My poor mother. Oh, my gosh. So, stay. They're saying that you don't know anything about the ackee and the sausage and the roast breadfruit and all them things. And I'm telling them that, yes, from she passed through my mother's yard, she knew about them things. Mm. And as I tell you, my sister, which is her mom, was that, she kill it, man. Just give her some chicken back and the place mash up. Mm. The place mash up.
True. But I want me a taste one piece of turned breadfruit in that chicken bag aisle there.
Oh.
Oh, my God, mercy.
Nice.
Now, for top boss, a nice dumpling, Lord of mercy.
Wait,
But yeah, I know. Nobody knows how to buy chicken back.
And we only had chicken
on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We get chocho with saltfish.
We get soup with saltfish.
We get sutumba with saltfish. We know nothing about chicken during the week. Nothing at all about chicken. That was a no-no.
Run down to Sister Cecile.
Say again?
You used to eat the chicken back in a rundown?
No, I've never had chicken back in rundown.
The salt mackerel and salt fish.
Yes.
The corn chicken back is popular. I love that.
Yes. Curry chicken back, curry fried chicken back. Or is that the fried one, or you brown stew it down?
No, man. We love the curry chicken back, man. The curry chicken back and the white flour dumpling. And the white flour dumpling.
But when we're at school, we never get, them never curry it. Them fry chicken back at school with the dumpling, man.
Oh, yes, the fry ones. Mm-hmm. No curry. We cook that at
no
home.
No curry, Daddy, that's all. Because one night
no,
we had dried chicken back and the dumpling, and the yellow hile.
What about the shrimp? The shrimp that they put in the bags. What about those?
The pepper shrimp?
No, but that's it. You have to reach to get shrimp.
They used to sell pepper shrimp, the peppered ones. They sell
yeah,
in the bag when you buy
them. Yeah, I'm not poor people like we.
But you see what happens? These kids save their money to buy the pepper shrimp. And the pepper shrimp, man,
Jesus.
Finger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I feel they're heating on my mouth.
Oh, my God. I know my auntie don't mess with shrimp or crabs. Right, auntie?
Well, no, I don't. Okay, wait for a minute for me.
So we have international call, man.
Yes, 661-467-2407. And to interact with your host, dial in 1. I see we have an international call. 876-488. Let's see who is there.
Good night.
This is Mrs. Naughty.
It's Mrs. Naughty.
Yes, Mrs. Naughty. We've been wanting to hear from you. Did we hear from you last week, Miss Naughty?
No, you didn't. But I sat here listening to you guys talk and eat all of this meat, and I don't eat meat.
You saw me talk about a long time we not see her in a so guess what? This long time girl may never see you.
Come make me wheel and turn.
Make me wheel and turn till we tumble down. Let me hold you on, girl.
Tell everybody make a joke.
All right now.
Yes, I'm going to nice this we're going to go out with tonight. Miss Naughty, thank you for joining us on the niceness night. So
yes. So I see.
We have been vibing and talking about Crescent and more so Jamaica old time printing. But Miss Naughty, we're still celebrating our big bashment. And I know you have something to tell us, Miss Naughty. So I think we will be having, I'm not sure if we'll be having Oakton tonight to give us an update. So, Miss Naughty, you can give us that update from your end.
Okay. So let me say that you are right on target with your Jamaican celebration, because next week will be Heroes Week. And so, Heroes Week will be next week, and so you are right into the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like it. I love all of those. I used to love all of those foods that you were talking about until I've changed my lifestyle. But I mean, there's no other food. I mean, it's there's not even a debate. There's no other food like Jamaican food. Jamaican food.
No.
I mean, anywhere you've got Jamaican food, stand out and stand tall. Anytime.
Anytime.
And we are put above the rest.
Oh, she start talk. She start talk about Jamaican food.
And Jamaican don't cook a recipe. Now we cook by taste. We don't know what recipe.
Hello.
We don't know what name recipe. We just cook food and food.
We just show seasoning.
Yes.
Food and seasoning.
Food.
And we're not putting no time right now. Okay, 15 minutes. We're not putting no time.
No, we're not cook by time. We cook by when the food done cook.
Yes.
and we have certain things that we look for, like when you have boiled dumplings, put on the top.
When it's all closed.
Yes.
When I roast the breadfruit and then I've got your breadfruit and come out clean that roast. We don't have no time. We just cook
that's
our own food cook with no food cook. I would not trade Jamaican food for any other food. I mean, of course, I appreciate other food, but I will always, you know, love my Jamaican food. And yes, we are still, celebrating our how many pairs of shoes are almost 300 pairs of shoes. And I mean,
wow.
We are still giving out every day. We find children coming to us for their shoe. It was the week before last, not last week, because I was at home this week working from home. But last week, a family came for their shoe. Now, this little boy, they have a little boy who is kind of tiny. And so when Hopton bought the shoes, because of how the shoes packed in the box according to the case, he would have had to buy a special one for him because his size was, as we say, off the charts. His feet are too small. So, but those children, when they came in, he would have taken their measurement and he went to the store and buy them individually for those students. But this little boy or this family, they didn't come because they don't have any connectivity and stuff. We try and we got in touch with them after a while, but when they came, the shoes couldn't fit him. It was too big, and I mean, the lady was so grateful for the shoes. She said, "Boy, teacher, you must go stuff it in your cabinet for shoes." And I'm like, "Oh my God, he must go stuff his shoes already big because she need a pair of shoes." And I mean, oh my God, that was so heartwarming. That was so touching, you know, to know that, you know. Me have so much pair of shoes, and I need the shoes, but I mean, to see a little boy in need and so grateful for a simple pair of shoes, things that we take for granted, I mean, who would have known that a pair of shoes could have changed the life of a child so much? I mean, you could see the smile on his face. He was so happy. I mean,
even
last week, I got a call from a parent who, we know the vice principal called, said the parent came, found there in some hiding. There's something with the mother, I don't know, something from the weakness, something, and they can't come. But she had begged me to give her the shoes she go carry it and try it. And I'm saying to her, I have to try the shoes. And she beg me for the shoes. And me, you know, have no shoes. I mean, can't come back down here because I hide my head and come. And I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, the things that we take for granted, it's luxury for a lot of people. You know, and I really just want to say again, on behalf of Crescent Family, thanks for, you know, everything. We really, really appreciate those shoes. I mean, the children are overjoyed. We are happy. And I say every day we still have a few pairs of shoes. And every day we find, you know, children coming to us to get shoes. I understand, and this is not wholesale. I understand that school will reopen in November, the 1st of November. That is the touted date. And so I know that when school reopens, we are going to find a lot more children who do not have any shoes to come to school. And so we'll be able to, I mean, we might even need more than what we have. But I think right now, some of them don't come because we have lost some of them because they don't have any internet. Some of them don't have any phone. And so we can't get in touch with some of them. But we are really hoping that, you know, the November 1st will materialize. And so we'll get to see all our students. And I know that I won't have hands to share the rest of shoes that I have. It's not a lot, but I mean, the children are going to be coming out for them.
Wow.
And again,
I want to tell you, Miss Naughty, the same two little, the family there, there's a special human person that story really reached her soul. And she made a donation, which would be coming to those children very soon, because she was so moved by that story there we heard, and she was so moved. And that person is none other than our dear beloved Auntie Judith, who made a special donation for those two students there. So as soon as we're able to get the funds to them, I'm sure that will light up their world a little bit more. So we have heard those stories. We have moved. They're so much. When you bring those stories to us, there's so many people that are moved, that are reaching out and helping us and to help those students. So thank you so much for being a great steward and an ambassador on the ground you know, really helping us in so many ways, because without you there on the ground and the connection that you have, I mean, this program wouldn't be so successful. So I want to thank all of you, sir, Mrs. Lewis, you yourself. We can't thank you enough because you make our efforts so much more easier. Although some of the stories are so hard, you know, but we try to work harder in order for us to help those youngsters.
That is so true.
The stories are so true. It's not every time you come on the air, you give me the chills.
Yes, every time.
Because I just think, I look at myself and, you know, I have a son, he's 26, and, you know, it just takes me back and I say, boy, the things that he has, you know, he takes for granted, seriously. Because when you want lost shoes, Mr. How can one man have 2 foot and have so much shoes?
Wow.
Well,
definitely, Miss Naughty. I mean, what else can I say? You know, but simply thanks. Because as Dr. Ev says, you know, we wouldn't be where we are. We would just be getting donations and nobody down there to help. But you guys are... That's not in your job description, and you have set aside yourself to serve. And I thank you so much, you know. And I know the sentence has been passed on to Sir and Miss Lewis and you, the rest person who are here helping. But we can't say thank you enough, and we will endeavor to keep doing to keep doing
what we do. Yeah.
What we can do, what we do best. Because as our motto states, only the best is good enough. And we want that to resonate loud and clear. And we're asking persons who are listening, who are on the line, listening, you can make a donation. You can make a donation. We have so many programs. We have so many programs ahead. But the one we're talking about right now is the Kickers Club. And this is where you help a child. You donate like $30 to help a child obtain a pair of shoes. Children need, you know, needy children. These children are in need. And Miss Naughty is the one who picks out these kids. And she knows them because she's seen this firsthand. So if Miss Naughty says this child needs a pair of shoes, the child needs it because she sees the need. So we're asking you to make your donations. Make your donation. And Auntie Judith, I want you to tell our listeners how they could make their donations.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. Your donations can be made through PayPal to CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. Again, your donations can be made through your PayPal account to CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. And once you go in there, everything will be there, how you go about making the donation, the steps you follow. All is there, very simple.
Okay. Thank you, Auntie Judy. So, Miss Naughty, again, we can't say thanks enough. And keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on doing what you're doing. Because your labor is not going to be in vain. These kids are going to remember your face. They may remember the crescent, the Give Back Jamaica crescent, but then they will remember your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And that's going to be a lifetime thing.
It's a good ministry, Miss Nancy.
Yes, yes. I know that we just started the Kickers Club, and which has been very, well received and well supported by our listeners. But Miss Naughty, I know we're thinking about putting shoes on these kids' face and see them line up. But there is another bit. Well, so many bigger problems. What about one of the things other than shoe that is preventing these kids from really showing up and doing their best? Do you see any other problem lurking around that is preventing these kids from coming to school or doing well?
Certainly. As we say in Jamaica, when bag empty can't stand up. And so if the child is hungry, the child cannot learn. And so a lot of them sometimes they don't come to school because even if they can find $50 to pay their fee, they didn't eat anything. And so they prefer to take the $50, buy something where the siblings can get out of it. And so everybody will get and they'll stay home and they don't come to school because they can't find the fee to come. Or they don't have anything to eat, they don't have any fee, so they stay home and they don't come to school. So that's another thing where, you know, some of them don't come to school because they don't have what to eat, right? So I remember when we used to have the breakfast program, on a Tuesday morning when it's breakfast time, school's full. School full because they come for the breakfast. Some of them come for the breakfast. I remember the past program when I was at a particular school, the past program used to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and those were the best attendance day because that was the day that they'll get food to go home back. So they come to school because they're getting food. On the Tuesday and Thursday, nobody now come back to the food now share. And it's because they don't have why they come for it, right? Even at Crescent with the PATH program, sometimes a lot of the children who they are not on the program and they come, we have to give them food, right? Because they don't have any lunch. They just sit in front of you and the parents just send them nothing to eat. And you'll find some of them will say that the child hold on the head, what happened? Belly hurt me. What happened? I eat for a morning. I have to go find something to give the child to eat. So that is another thing where some of them don't have anything to eat. Because mommy alone, and a lot of them don't have any father. There's mommy alone, and if you take mommy, she's doing domestic work, or maybe she's doing a security guard work, or she's working as a wholesale, or those as a menial job, those don't really provide a lot. And mommy is trying her best with the little that she has. And so there are times when school gets shafted because the little cannot stretch enough to pay fear to go to school and to give lunch money. So then mommy have to choose, say, all right, 2 or 3 days of the week you go to school. Or sometimes I find that the children rotate. You'll have 2 of them coming to school and 1 come today, 1 come tomorrow, because that is how she can afford to send them.
Miss Naughty, you said the program is only, they only do the breakfast program there is only 1 time per week?
No, we don't do it anymore. We don't
and
have it anymore. It used to be funded by a church, so we don't have the breakfast program anymore.
Miss Naughty, we
low.
Have to talk off
low.
Air about that.
Okay.
You know.
That has now catapulted us into the Bellyful program that we have.
Yeah.
In the pipeline right now, and I want to tell us about this Bellyful program.
Oh boy, I love these conversations, you know, because out of these conversations, some great things happen. Because you're so moved, I'm just listening to Miss Naughty saying the church provided the the program. I'm just thinking, there's so many churches up here that a lot of our members go through. This is something that we can present to a church. Hey, adopt a cool student. What we have is the belly, what we call the Bellyful program. A church to feed a child is $25 a month. 25, just a little less than a dollar to feed a child per day. Feed a child. Folks, you hear what she's saying, that when the picnic, them will get a little breakfast, school full. So can you imagine if we can get those children to come to school, give them breakfast every day, the whole school, they'll have total attendance. Because of the time, they're able to do that. So I think that with this said, if there are folks out there listening to us and they have their church organization, please let them talk to us and see where they can come in and help us in order to sponsor a program like this. Our Bellyful program. It's in gear right now. We're kind of, you know, getting the word out there. $25 a month feed a needy child. And when we talk about need, this is no superficial anything. This is life. This is life-saving $25. You can, again, make your donation to Caribbean Radio Show at gmail.com using PayPal. You can also use your Zelle account, givebackjamaica at gmail.com. That is the email address if you are going to be using Zelle, givebackjamaica at gmail.com. We also have our webpage. We have a webpage that is going to be coming on stream shortly. But we also have our social media page on Facebook, Give Back Jamaica Inc. So, folks, please invite. You know, sometimes, a lot of times, some of us don't have a lot. And I always think that those people don't have a lot. They give more than the people who have holy. And it's not even the holy. It's everybody coming together and just giving a little. Every little make a muckle. And that's what we're trying to do. We want to share in the joy for those people. Everybody give you something so it don't feel like a burden on anybody.
And one person, yes.
Exactly. So if everybody could come in and just give a little something.
Give a little.
If you can't give money, you can share the page to somebody who you know will probably, you know, be moved by this, because word of mouth is another way for us to get some donation from some persons who don't know about the program.
You know what really touched me, Dr. F? A lot of these persons who they'll contact you and they'll make a, you know, oh, I'm going to make a contribution, I'm going to give something, and they never, I mean, when you call them again,
they
like what's going on, they just never follow through on it, and that is what irks me so much. That is what irks me so much, because these persons who are making, you know, just work, you know, just saying they're going to give something, they are the ones who benefited from Crescent.
Yes.
The people
who give the most, like you said, are those who are not even affiliated with Crescent in any way.
Exactly. Yes. So, I mean, listen to me, man. You have to down on the ground to see a smile upon a human being's face. Who will be the next president, the next prime minister, the next scientists who will probably cure cancer. We are making an investment. When we look at Jamaica, you know, there is nothing that these people don't plan, this little people 144 square miles cannot do and have never done. We are looking at Dr. Somebody can't remember his name, using Guinean weed and looking about curing cancer. I think Pfizer offered him some billions of dollar fee what he's experimenting with, and he refuses it, trying to develop his own thing. I mean, when you look across the world of what Jamaican is contributing to the world, you look at the Olympics, you see the joy that these people bring. If Jamaica never got the Olympics, we don't know what we would have better watch it for.
Yeah. a lot of people say that if Jamaicans were not in the race, you know, they wouldn't even bother watching the races. Because Jamaicans, they just bring some spunk and some fire.
You're talking about this little nation. And if there is nobody in Jamaica who not talented. You hear Top Shelf has things out there. you hear, and our beautiful niece just coming. We hear a little bit of fear.
She's
number one tune out there. We're going to support that thing. But see, this is what I am talking about. We hear as these, you know, our voices out there, and sometimes, you know, we try to put it nicely, we butter it up, we sweet it up, we put the honey on it. We say, Lord, you know, just come in, you know, it's not we out here at talk, you know. But when you look on the delicate picnic them and what we can do if we did just ever stretch out our hand. You know, sometimes we're quick to talk about the violent behavior and so on. But we can mitigate that by giving one little money to fill them belly. So that them not feel left out, so them not hungry, because a hungry man is a violent man. Whether it be picnic, woman, child, or man. And if we can even have that compassion to just hand a little something. And a whole heap, especially in Jamaica, things go far away. Mm-hmm. And not only things go far away, we kind of feel the next. We think, who sent Bolt or in Bolt? We have one who can make who sent Bolt look like
a foolish
man in Jamaica. Uh-huh. I don't have the opportunity.
I was watching Ruler of a young man on his show or his page. This young man, he was crying out for help. It's just a young man, the boy ball. Him saying need help. Him just feel like he could have got to rob people and so on. And oh my goodness, people pulled in and helped this young man. And I heard now that he has gotten accepted in the university.
Listen,
I heard his so people are really, you know, struggling and suffering and just need a little push, just need a little wind beneath them wing.
But you know what? You know what? To many of us have forgotten that people have poured into us. And if it weren't for people pouring into us, whether it be teachers, you know, the cafeteria people, whoever it is that poured in, we wouldn't have gotten to where we are. And
yes,
it is time that we, who have been poured into, I mean, stretch your hand and pay it forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you'll feel
yeah.
good that you have done that.
Yeah.
And I just think it's just the humanity inside of us. You know, the thing about it, I wish we didn't have to even reach a point where we just say, hey, make a donation. Because sometimes I just think, because of how I think, that, you know, once you set up something, people should, you know, things should just keep pouring in. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we have to really remind folks. We have to almost encourage folks to say,
mm-hmm.
hey, you know, we're here doing this. Somebody might say, as you say, Auntie Judith, every single one of us, no matter who we are, somebody pours something into us. This is
yeah.
why we're standing now.
Yeah.
That is such a powerful statement you make. And in order for us to give thanks and gratitude for who we are standing, wherever we are in life, is for us to pour a little bit more, a little bit of what we got into somebody
yeah.
else to show our gratitude.
Yeah.
I
that is
that.
A fact.
Really
that is
like
a fact.
Yeah.
That is definitely a fact. That is definitely a fact. And if each one of us would think like that, you know, then we'll alleviate a lot of people's suffering. And some people are
some
suffering.
Some people just need
not of any,
a little.
Not of any, not of any making of their own.
Yeah.
Know? A lot of people are suffering not of any making of their own. It's
mm-hmm.
just it's just an unfortunate situation. Or you make a bad choice, you know? And I look at these parents, and when I listen to Mrs. Naughty speak about these parents, some of these parents just make bad choices, you know, and gotten themselves into situations. But you can't just look at that and say, okay, well, get yourself into a bad situation. We're not going to help. No, we're going to be helping. We're going to be helping because these kids, it's no fault of their own. And who knows?
Right.
Who knows if we're not giving a shoe to the next Prime Minister of Jamaica?
Exactly.
Who knows?
The next Nobel Prize winner.
Okay. A lot of children, a lot of these children are brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, they are.
I always say this. Growing up and in school, I was a smart kid. Americans say smart, but we say bright at Jamaica. I was a bright
mm-hmm.
child. But a lot of times I was hungry. I was hungry. And when you're hungry, you just tune out the teacher.
Yeah.
You tune out the teacher because you're looking at home to see the two dumplings and a little piece of chicken back, you know, ready and ready for you. So you just tune out the teacher. And a lot of these teachers don't even understand what is going on in their classrooms. Thank God for Miss Naughty. She understands.
Yeah.
She understands. These kids will just tune you up because they're hungry. And Dr. Evans, we and Auntie Judith, we know that personally. That's our personal
yeah.
story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is definitely
yeah, absolutely.
Our personal.
When you're hungry and listening to listening to a teacher talk, it's just like an echo into your head. You hear nothing. You hear nothing.
we've been in those situations.
Too much of it. I want to go be separate and some bush tea, you know, and that hold you for the whole day until 12 o'clock or until you go home back. Two dumplings and some coconut oil. Maybe a little piece of saltfish or a little piece of mackerel.
Yes.
You know, and you're going to bed next morning and the same thing again, you know.
Yes.
Speaking of the Bell School program, I was sitting at my desk and the bell had rung. And the kids were coming in, and I heard someone say, oh, can you give this to Miss Thompson? So the teacher brought me an envelope with my name on there. And there was a card in there with a $100 check, which is
mm-hmm.
for which is for the Bellyful program, you know. And
Thank you. Beautiful.
For doing, and, you know, but it's not me. It's us. It is us, you know.
Yeah.
That I will, because she wrote it in my name, I will, tomorrow evening, I will go and do what the due diligence.
That is so
yeah.
good.
That a tree pick me and get the like food in that belly.
A month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we're talking about this lady never got Jamaican. I'm sure to hear the word Jamaica. And this is what generosity is all about, you know. You don't have to know the situation. You just know somebody hungry and you have something you're going to try to feed them, no matter where they are. Grasp the opportunity to help somebody in need. And this is why we thank all of you who have reached out to this program, who have helped us, who have continued to help us, who have continued to share the word among your friends and family. And little by little, we're going to get some holy belly full.
One cocoa.
Absolutely. We put shoes on foot. No, we are going to put food in our belly.
Food in our belly, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
That's exactly what we're doing here. That's exactly what we're doing here at this program. That's exactly what we're doing. We are filling one belly at a time. We are putting shoes on, a pair of feet at a time. Yes.
Yes. Nice, nice.
I love that. We enjoy what we're doing. It makes us feel good. It's what we're supposed to be doing. That is all about being human. Being human, giving back to those who are in need. We've lost Miss Naughty, but I truly enjoy listening to Miss Naughty. When Miss Naughty speaks, I have to go silent.
Yes.
I just sit back and listen because, you know, I know the need back there. I know the need. And Miss Naughty, she have this mother flair about her. You know, this mother flair.
Yes,
ready to jump in and do her thing. It doesn't matter what.
Yes.
You hear her say,
yes.
Oh, she have some more shoes. And, you know, she's willing and ready to accommodate parents coming to
her. And I think, you see, what we want to create, a closet. Because kids, for those people who are listening, and don't know the history of Crescent, this school is in one of the poor area within the city, on the outskirts of the city. And these kids are really, it's really challenging for them. More so now when you have to, all of a sudden, overnight, you have to get gadgets in order for you to go to school, which are not penny. We're talking about $25,000 to $28,000 for a tablet in Jamaica. And once you have a tablet, that is only a part of what is needed to go to school. You need to get
internet
connection.
Mm-hmm. You need to get internet
connection.
If you don't
have the money. Exactly. If you don't have the money a month time, having even the tablet don't even make no use because you need to get that attention. Now, if you have one tablet and one picnic in a classroom and you have four children who are going to school and have to be using a tablet, I mean, how are you going to juggle that? This is something that was not planned. Nobody was prepared for that. I mean, the children and the families are struggling already. And here you have this exorbitant amount of funding that has to do with continuing education. And when Miss Naughty talked, for those people who have been listening or who are just listening, whether in archives or just listening on here live now, this is not an easy game for the institution. not for these people and caring student, caring teacher like Miss Norty. Them going to them pocket to try and help these students. And these students are not being paid no kind of money.
No,
either.
These teachers are not being paid, no. No.
You know? So when we are here and we may sound away, sounding the alarm and really here night and day, sometimes we try to make, you know, have a little fun and sing. But really and truly, when it comes back to this kind of solemn situation where we have to say, hey, we're having fun, we're trying to laugh and smile, and sometimes you have to do that, but underneath the smile, we still have a whole heap of work, and we still have more kids that we want to put a little smile. Not only a smile on them face symbolically, you know, but that smile on the face means that them have hope towards life.
Yes.
You know, it is even one little moment that give them hope. And that's all that we can ask from anybody listening. Just give our children a little hope.
A chance.
Because it just means never know.
Yes.
They never know.
Yes. Yes, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And you're listening to Cecile Diva Host, Sister Cecile, and her co-host, Dr. Evelyn Richardson and Auntie Judith Richardson. And we're definitely talking about giving back to our school with the motto, only the best is good enough. And Dr. Ev was just talking about Crescent being in a poverty-stricken area. Yes, the socioeconomic condition which exists in the area. It's bad. It's bad. It is definitely, it's cause for concern. And we at Give Back Jamaica are really concerned. And it is this concern that has caused us to be asking Sunday nights after Sunday night to give back something to Jamaica. So those of you who are listening, be good stewards. It doesn't, you don't have to give $1,000. You can give
anywhere
from, we want that too. But you don't have to. I mean, we're not saying give $1,000. But just give us something. Anything. We'll take anything. Every mickle, them say, make a muckle.
Make a muckle.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have to bring out with tambourine and give it with love. Give it with love.
And if you're giving it, give it in love. Story the bomb. Give it with a
give it
with
love.
But that's it. Oh, you say. Oh, you saying I have it in you? You have it in you, man. You can't sing.
Yes, I'm. Thank you, Auntie Judy, for reminding me. We're going right back there. She's going to give us one of her favorites, Eric Carlson.
Me coming along. We can't sing this song, never.
This is the land of my birth. Sing that one. Sing that one.
I don't know that one. That's too good.
Oh, you mean?
I don't know that one.
This is the land of my birth. This is the land of my birth. This is Jamaica,
Jamaica,
my Jamaica. It's the land of my birth.
My birth.
I will never run away. I will never leave her shores. Whatever. Nice.
You know, one of my favorite songs from Eric Donaldson is Living on Free Food Ticket. Remember that song?
Yes.
Living on free food tickets. Water in the mill from the hole in the shoes when the rain came through.
Ooh.
What will you do? Here's from your little sister. Doesn't have a dress without a patch nor a party to go. And you've been living in the love of the common people. Pride in the heart of a family man. And that's a beautiful song. I love.
You know, he penned such beautiful songs.
Yeah, he did sing some, you know,
songs. He was a entertainer, man. That was an
yes. Yeah. Well, we just had an interview with him maybe about 4 months, 3-4 months ago. I had an interview with him. So we just had a really good singing. A lot of people believe that he just sings festival song, you know, but he sung a hell of a lot of songs rather than festival songs.
Yes.
No, a lot of beautiful songs. Another one that I really like hearing him sing, Norma Jean. You know, it's Goodbye, Norma Jean. You know that song?
Yeah.
He did a cover of it too.
Oh.
Let me look and see if it's Norma Jean.
The lion sleeps tonight in the jungle.
In
the jungle. The Lion King.
Huh?
That's the song from The Lion King, isn't it?
No.
I don't think so. No,
in the jungle,
not that
the lion sleeps tonight. Oh.
Yeah. In the jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. A wet a wing, a wet a wing, a wet a wing.
Then teach the man.
Yeah, that one.
But I am looking at this is how old he is now, 74?
Yes, round about that, 70-something.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, 60, 70, yeah, probably a little bit more than 70. Yep, yeah, yep.
Wow.
Yep, mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that.
Yep. Yeah, he's that. There's so much other songs that he sang. You know, he has a very, very unique voice. I mean, nobody in Jamaica has a unique voice as he does. I mean, you know, other than festival songs, he did sing some really, really, a lot of them, you know, cover. He did quite a bit of cover. But he really did a good job. He really did a good job with them. I mean, just up the road was Freddie McKay, which was his cousin, too. Up in Bogwalk there, we had what's her name? Oh, goodness. She was up in Linstead there. Quite a bit of these artists coming from those side up there.
That's the Freddie McKay who sings Picture on the Wall?
Picture on the Wall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, quite a bit of artists come from up there, up that side, Linstead. As a matter of fact, we're trying to get that river road, call it the Eric Donaldson Thruway. I tried to, you know, there is a petition that was going on. I don't know what ever gotten to it, but I think... when anybody's trying to locate Kent Village or describe Kent Village, where Eric Donaldson lives.
Oh.
So they say, hey, you know where Eric Donaldson lives? Yeah, man, at Kent Village. And he's always been there, you know, like most celebrity after you make it or you get some notoriety. You always leave out of your little area and go somewhere. He's a fixture there. He's always there. He lived in Brazil for a while. He always come back there wherever he is. He always come back. He has a club there too, a home there as well. He has never really given up Kent Village at all. He's never given up there.
Never leave.
It's like, you know, everybody.
One of his album covers says Kent Village.
Yeah, Kent Village. Yes.
That's
cute. Who knows where Kent Village is? Oh, man, where Donaldson lives? That's Kent Village.
Wow.
You know, River Road, Kent Village, yeah. There's another lady, I forget what her name is now. She just slipped my mind. Phyllis Dillon is always up. It's just a little bit above there too as well. Phyllis Dillon, let me tell you a song that she sings. You guys remember Phyllis Dillon's song?
Yeah, I do.
You know, she's I'm up right up in that era there, just a little bit above there, going in towards Linstead. So there are quite just many other singers up there. But you know what about Jamaica? I always say this is why I am advocating for a long time now for music to be taught in school from basic school, not even from high school, basic school.
Mm.
Because from we born, we are sing. No matter if you can't sing, yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And a sing. You are run and a sing. And throughout your career or your life as a Jamaican, you do something. You either sing, whether you make it on the stage or no. You have dance. You have some mm-hmm. kind of entertainment, business. You must touch a little part in the entertainment. And I think one of the things in Jamaica is that we have not mastered the business. The business part of the business. And that is why the island and the artists themselves, you have the talent. We've mastered the talented part of it, but the business part of it, we fall down, way down. And hence, we don't have the superstar money as what should have gotten out of a music that is just so Jamaican. You know what I mean?
So, the business part of it, Dr. Ev, is it that they don't have, you know, proper mentor to mentor them on that side, in that aspect?
I mean, not that they don't have proper mentor, but they... Music industry is a very unique and very, it is so many segments to music because there's so much things that you have the songwriting that has to be done in the songwriter. You have copywriting that you have to know how to copyright your song. If now you just talk in here and I'm just say, hey, baby, and you just say, oh, I'm Dr. F. Had a baby Y, and you even had hey baby, and you put in Y. You have helped me to write that song. So
uh-huh.
a part of this song that is going to go on record, you maybe have a 8%, depends on how much you put in there. Maybe me have 75%, but you
uh-huh.
put in a couple of words, and maybe your hook is what make the song so good. But we sit down and we sing a song, and you know everybody sit down and I sing a song, and this person just take away all of the song because maybe you only put two words in of it, or you all come up with a beat, and the person said, and that came into and make a rhythm, and the person who helped to really make the rhythm what it is don't even get anything out of it. The same
uh-huh.
as you doing a song. And because you didn't copyright the music good, you have a producer who is certainly not very honorable in telling you, hey, you have to copyright the music, you have to do this, you can get this kind of a performance right, you can get this right, you have to get your music, you know, set up in a such a way that you can collect your royalties and stuff. A lot of times, because... to answer your question, I think this is a part of education. A lot of folks who get into the music, I mean, maybe it's changing now, but once upon a time, a lot of them weren't very educated. And
uh-huh.
you were so excited to hear your music per radio. That's all you want.
That's
to know.
All you wanted to know.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And you're not thinking about long term, and you're not thinking because they can't do anything other than sing, and some of them never ever do anything. So their whole life is music. So therefore, they don't have anybody as an accountant to say, hey, if when you get older because you don't have a pension, because you're not in the system, here is what you have to do in order so that you can draw something, you know, or you can invest in this. So if you're not able to sing now or you're not doing something, you'll have some change coming in one way or the other. That is not being taught because some of these guys are not very educated. So the so-called educated one, them shaft them.
Yeah.
So you have a guy who sings 10, 20 number one song, and all of a sudden, he might beg something or everybody has to take up a donation to bury him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when him did get a little money after the song, barely get something, he may end up buying gold teeth and gold nose and gold eyes and all of them things. He never knew him to put on some for rainy day and when the gold shine off and all of those stuff. So I think this is where a lot of, don't laugh, I think this is where a lot of where the downfall is. So if we bring the business of music, since everybody going to try some about of this music, like how everybody would try for run, we're trying to also sing or do some of the entertainment, whether we are producer, play of instruments, or whether we are vocalists or whatever it is, some part of that we are going to be a part of at some point in our life. So we need to really take a serious look and create a curriculum that we have a better understanding of the commodity, the product that we have, and therefore that we can market it properly and hence be able to live off of it like everybody else over the rest of the world.
So true. But you see, a lot of, as you rightly say, a lot of people who go into the music industry, they're just going there blindly and they just want to hear them songs being played. And they're not educated, you know, on the know-hows of the music industry. So they get shafted.
The back office, you call it. Back office.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, you could have sing like a Tweety Bird. That alone don't make a artist career. You understand? You have to have good producers. You have to have good promoter. You have to be able to present yourself. And unfortunately, a lot of Jamaican artists are not manageable. They want to do everything. They think they can do everything. And Rihanna starting out, you have a vocalist. You have somebody who tell her what to say when she go out there for promote her music. You have the promoters have thousands of dollars who are going to pay the radio station to play their music. Not necessarily pay off a radio station, but they pay for a radio ad in order to play the music and promote it. You have to have representation out there to sell the artist. You know, even the regalia, I call it regalia, that you want to present. If you're going to have an artist, you want to know how are you going to present the artist. You're going to make him, what kind of artist? You have a voice, you are a sex machine, or you have a revolutionary kind of guy. How do you want to dress him? You know, like say you have Bonnie Wheeler. He might always have him a Rick Wheeler. So you think about Bonnie and him come stage. You know, you have Peter Tosh showing you the dress to come on stage. So all of these things, you have to have that packages. You have a voice. You may be a romantic voice. You want to have somebody who is going to know how to package you. Hey, you're Mr. Romantic. That means if you're romantic, you want to have a body of romantic.
Yes.
You want to hook up your shirt a little bit.
Yes.
Show a little skin.
Yes.
So you have to know how to market this person. And it's not very easy to sometimes to a lot of Jamaican artists like that. I mean, this is why some of them, they don't have a manager, or if they have a manager, it's only for this particular time. They're impatient. You have somebody who dingle a little carrot before them, and they run off. So them always keep running off, you know, the dog on the bone. So this bone better over here, son. They never stick. A lot of them don't stick with anything and make it work out. Them off and off and that kind of. The stability is not there. So the industry, you have to know how to work yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Well, we were just educated on surviving the music industry. What we need to survive in the music industry. I think I need a producer. I think I need it because I'm an iron balloon. I can't burn. An iron balloon. I can't burst at all. Yeah, can't burst.
But you have to humble yourself. I guess, well, as you have to humble yourself and understand this business is not only about your voice. It's about the team, or the team one, you know? The teamwork, you know?
Okay.
I think this is appropriate when we look at the helping hand that we have in our country, just like we're talking about Give Back Jamaica. Not only that we're trying to give back in that sense, but we also try to educate. And once we educate and we're knowledgeable about certain things and you can make an informed decision, that's when we're going to start to have success, you know? And we have to have each person, Marcus Garvey said, when you get the torch and the torch in your hand, you can't just take it and just go your way for you alone. See, you have to pass that torch, make others can see it too. Somebody pour something in yours, and how to do it, say, you have to pour back something in somebody else.
You can't be selfish, you know. You can't be selfish, or else your bucket won't fall. You have to be a bucket filler also.
Yes, my dear.
I mean, we're all saying the right things, you know. Yeah, we're saying the right things. And I am hoping that, you know, even, you know, after the show is over and you're listening in the archive, you can still make a donation to the Give Back Jamaica Crescent. And in continuation of the vibe show with the Avagwan earlier, you know, Miss Naughty just reminded us that it's festival time in Jamaica next week. It's
Heroes.
Yes. And in lieu of that, I'm looking at one of Louise Bennett Coverley. You know, one of Jamaica's daughters who have, you know, set ablaze the patois and make patois international and make patois lovable and make patois adorable. So I'm
acceptable.
Acceptable too. Yeah, because, you know, them say patois is the language of the market. It's not the language of trade. And tonight I am going to do a Louise Bennett poem. It's called Colonization in Reverse.
Take it away.
What a joyful news, Miss Matty. I feel like me heart going burst. Jamaica people colonizing England in reverse. By the hundred, by the thousand, from country and from town, by the shipload, by the plane load, Jamaica is England bound. Them are poor out of Jamaica. Everybody's future plan is to get a big time job and settle in the motherland. What an island. What a people, man and woman, old and young, just a pack them bag and baggage and turn history upside down. Some people don't like travel, but to show them loyalty, them all are open up cheap fare to England agency. And week by week, them shipping off them countrymen like fire to immigrate and populate the seat of the empire. Uno see how life is funny. Uno see that turnabout. Jamaica live to box bread out of English people mouth. For when them catch a England and start play them different role, some will settle down to work and some will settle for the dole. Jane says the dole is not too bad because them paying she £2 a week to seek a job that suits her dignity. Me say Jane will never find work at the rate how she da look. For all day she see her aunt fan couch and read love storybook. What a devilment of England. Them face war and brave the worst. But me wondering how them going stand colonization in reverse. Ay, ay, ay.
Wow.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. And this poem is about Jamaica colonizing England. Remember, England colonized Jamaica. So it's colonization in reverse.
Wow. Beautiful poems
by Louise Bennett. Beautiful poems by Louise Bennett.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. I remember growing up in Jamaica in a dim time there. Lord, when you talk patois, your people, I'm going to lick you and say, oh, you can't match, so yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no, on the radio, you could not hear poops in patois. No, on the radio. This is just like I can't even explain it. How this kind of give you that freedom to accept who you are and the beautiful. When you come into this country, you start talking to people who open up their mouth, Lord, talk like that. People are trying to talk like you, and yet still in our country, we never accept ourselves. It is. Louise Bennett really do a lot for Jamaica. Louise, along with Mas Ran, really bring the culture and the acceptance of who we are as a people. And when we talk about our language, that is the pain and the struggle that came out of trying to understand the white man language within the English and the residue of our African language, and we kind of put that together. Words still exist intact, still like nyam, ninyam, and all those. So those are strictly African words. You know, there's so many of those words that is totally intact in our language. Same way, coming right from the motherland. And when we talk about patois, we're talking about our existence to live, because that's all we were able to use our language, patchy a little bit of this and a little bit of that, in order for us to learn to communicate to survive. And this is what come out of the beautiful language. And our Jamaican language is a real-time language, because you have words we change every day. You have one word when you talk to a Jamaican man. You even say, what man? A man, and I say, what man? And it's the way how you said that word, you just know the different kind of vibration. What to you? You know, what man? You know, is the different... It's a different vibration within the word. It's like it has a certain kind of rhythm, and you have an understanding based on the intonation of those words or how it set them, how it put together, that really make this thing so beautiful. It's just unbelievable. I mean, a lot of things that we even change, though, well, persons would say, we would say on this side of the world, happy birthday. And in Jamaica, they say, happy hurt strong. Isn't that more logical? You have somebody who would say, enjoy the day. We would say, full joy. The day. Why you want to end? Why would you want to end the joy? You know, so some things like that, the Jamaicans, the language is so dynamic. The people are so alive in the things that they do. You have all what we call curse words. And when a man use a word, a curse word, is a greeting. You can use it as a greeting, the biggest greeting in the world, as opposed to when it wants to really hurt you.
Yes.
If you do, just put the search word into the search box and a whole heap of thing come back over the music. That is a little. Miss Louise got it a whole heap of her stuff. I mean, just put in that a search, right, upon the whole music line there, and a whole lot of things come up. Miss Lou, when we talk about Miss Lou and Miss Mas Rando, it's a whole revolution. It's a whole revolution. It's a whole generation. You come into this United States, and everybody, if them come from Barbados, Trinidad, them on TV, so them on Jamaica.
Yeah, because they're like Jamaican.
Yeah.
Jamaicans is so strong, and Jamaican is the everybody who don't know the Caribbean think the whole Caribbean is Jamaica, because Jamaican people is so dominant, you know. That's true. So it is a rich history that Jamaica has. It is absolutely. Every Caribbean island, over the 700 islands, them into the Caribbean, a little more than 700, some of them not habitable or not habited. Jamaica is very unique, very, very unique.
Yeah.
When we talk
the
about
people,
the
people are unique. The people are unique also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm unique.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and Jamaican custom bad old, you wonder. It's just like a sting them a sting.
That's what I'm telling you. That's one Jamaican can use a bad old and cuss you till